We're doing the Magen Midovno. We're up to page Kuf Samach Gimel, the 14th chapter of the Shaar Ha'ira. And he was discussing how when things happen to a person, that should also spurn him to be with greater fear of heaven. He should realize it didn't happen by coincidence. K'mama Ramzai Chonam Livracha, as our sages said, we're up to the second line on page Kuf Samach Gimel. The verse says, Ki Yipol HaNofel, as the one who falls off the ladder. So our sages say, why is it called the one who falls off the ladder? It's telling you, this has been in the happening, this has been in the process of happening from the time of creation. This is part of how Hashem set up the world. If God made a law of gravity, and that caused this fellow to fall off the ladder, that was also calculated in the laws of gravity that God put into the world. God saw where the laws of gravity would have impact on our lives, and every one of those was taken into account. The gama siba kocha lesabev ra'a ke alo Torah mechayevet mishelo asa ma'akel gago v'chokhma amuka nisgava lechaven hasiba al haratzon v'enanu esek b'inyan ze. And he says, and sometimes if you leave the cause for something, that can also cause harm. Meaning the Torah gives us a mitzvah to put a banister at the edge of our roof that people shouldn't fall off. Make a ma'ake, make yourself a some kind of railing that people shouldn't fall off the roof. And you see there that the Torah is telling you, if you don't make the railing, then people might fall off. That means that it's up to you. Yeah, you could. Every one of us has the capacity to be the cause for evil to happen in the world. That's true. He says, this is a deep concept we're not going to go into, but we already went into this. This idea that it could be he was meant to fall, but not necessarily off of your roof. We already know our sages taught us in Tractate Chulin. No one's going to stub their toe unless it was already declared up above. He should stub his toe. And that's why whatever happens to a person that's not right, well, he shouldn't ignore it. But a person has to take note and be aroused by it and ask himself, why did God do this to me? And what caused this great anger against me? Undoubtedly, I've done something wrong. Obviously, they've seen above that I've done something that's unfair or improper, and there's something in my home or in my actions that's wrong. And this is a point, as usual, the Magen Midovna doesn't tell us where he's getting it from, but this is a Ramban, that a person should take note, what is it that happened to him? What type of harm happened to him? What timing did the harm have? Ki ben safek naga bo yad Hashem mechuvan bizmano ma'oto ve'ichuto. Because undoubtedly, there's a certain correlation in the type, in the timing, in the essence of the harm, ki binyan ze atzmo asa achet. Because Hashem pays us back, midah keneged midah, so that we should see His hand in the world. If a person cheated on his taxes, and then he had a cold, he wouldn't see the connection. But if he cheated on his taxes, and then he lost some of his parnasa, so, okay, he was acting improperly in money, so then suddenly, in the area of money, he sees he's having problems. So this concept of midah keneged midah in the timing, in the aspect of the harm, in the type of harm, so that's very often there to show us so that we should see the correlation. We should see God's hand in it. And that's the idea that God doesn't punish us out of vengeance. God punishes us to help us become better people. And so part of the idea is we should be able to identify, so what's the connection? And that's why we have this concept of midah keneged midah, so that we should be able to see where's the hint here? What are we being told?